بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الحادي عشر عن ابي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: افضل الجهاد كلمه عدل عند سلطان الجائر. يستنين الشفتر فأمر بالمعروف النهي عن المنكر. And the various hadith highlight how important this is, that every person must command the right and forbid the wrong. If we don't do that, then the evil will gain the upper hand, which unfortunately has already happened. And the truth, which is of salvation, that will be suppressed. And unfortunately, this has happened already. In this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the best jihad is a just word to a tyrant ruler. That is, when the ruler, when the government is very oppressive, and then to go and tell them that they are doing wrong, that seems to be very, very hard. Therefore, it has been referred to as the best jihad. The best of all jihad is to tell an oppressor, a tyrant ruler, all the wrong that what he is doing. And that happened, as we would read in the commentary in front, in the past, the ulama, the four imams, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, each one of them, they spoke out the truth. They did not fear anything, and they spoke out against the governments of the time, and they had no fear whatsoever for them. Compare that to us. We are frightened for our own children. We can't tell our children what is the right. The wrong habits they got in their language, etc., in their dressing, etc., their friends. Today, we can't stop a person from using the cell phone wrongly. Everyone is just doing what he wants to. And nobody speaks a word about forget commanding the right. Commanding is something else, and just speaking the truth is something else. That has gone, unfortunately, right out of our lives. And therefore, the evil is prevalent everywhere. We find our children, for example, the schooling they do and the institutions they attend, the universities, etc., where all very corrupt things, where there is a free environment, where evil takes place. We don't prevent that, we encourage them. We pay the fees for all that. And we get upset if they don't want to study at universities and schools, etc. We get upset with them. They're dressing like small babies who haven't got a choice. But we put loads of murals, photos, pictures on them, with some funny writing and some funny slogans on it. But all that we not only condone, we command, we pay for it. We buy that for our children. So, and we cannot, a husband can't tell his wife anything. Wife can't tell the husband anything. Nobody speaks out against the wrong that is happening. So this is the cause of the downfall of the Ummah. Or one of the causes which are outlined clearly, that the truth is not spoken about, and so the evil overcomes and takes precedence over everything. And this is in all matters. If a person is ill and he doesn't take medicine, but he takes poison, what will happen to that person? The same way, the medicine is Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar. But we don't do that, and we take the poison, we do the opposite. So what can we expect from that? So these are the clear messages, and as we read in the commentary of the previous hadith, when that happens, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't listen to the du'as of the people also at such a time. And at such a time, then Allah sends down his punishment, which comes in various forms, and a person is overtaken by those punishments. So this is one duty, a very important amongst many others, that we should be engaged in, and we should try our level best. Wherever we can, we should try and command the right and forbid the wrong. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness. Subhanallah.